Okay. Open up your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 tells us that, here, I'm going to go right to that verse and read it instead of just paraphrase it. The love of God is going to keep you through some things. In case you haven't noticed, we're going into some real tumultuous times right now. Some crazy times. People are going to really get confused, but you need to be secure in the love of God. Verse 27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The greater one is in you. The love of God actually moved into you when you got born again. There's nothing greater than what happened than when you got born again. You may say, that sounds good. I want the results of love. But I can't do it. That's right. You cannot do it. I fell into that trap that I believed this deal where they said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your body. And they threw this in there. They said, if you love God, you're going to go out in the mission field. If you love God, you're going to be given to the poor. If you love God, you're going to be doing these things. If you love God, you're not going to be doing these things. And I failed miserably. Because I'd try hard, and every time I looked at myself, I would see this truth where if I really loved God, I would have done this other thing. I would have done more. Well, Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your body, right? That's what he said, isn't it? But that's the law. After the cross, John tells us to believe the love that God has for you. Literally, that's how we understand Christ in us, the hope of glory. The love of God moved right into us. You cannot do it. However, Jesus Christ is the complete expression of God's love directed to us. If you have received him into your heart, you do not have to struggle and try to love. Love himself indwells you. That was maybe the craziest experience that I had felt concerning love. Was I found myself witnessing to people that I would never have anything to do with. I found myself helping people that I just would never be around. But that was the experience of that Christ coming into me, that love of God, and him doing what I couldn't do. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. I want you to know that God's ways are not our ways. It says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. You'll sometimes look in the natural as though love isn't working because God's ways are not our ways. His ways sometimes look backwards to us. But his ways work. Those mocking Jesus when he was on the cross told him to save himself, come down off the cross to prove he was God. That was the human way of seeing it, but God's way, love's way, was our deliverance and victory through the cross. So we can trust him. Have you ever noticed that sometimes the things of God look kind of backwards to our own reasoning? You know, I was going along and I was making just a little bit of money. I started making a little bit of money, and not a lot, but a little bit. And I was reading in the Bible, and they said tithing was a good thing. And I thought, well, how does that work? I mean, I get 200 bucks, and I'm supposed to give somebody 20? So I thought, okay, so where do I give this money? And I picked a church to give this money to, and I started giving. I'd sneak into this church because I didn't want anybody to see me, and I go in there and I give this money on the altar, leave it there, and I walk out. And I kept doing that, and all of a sudden my income started increasing. And then they said, you know, you ought to give another 10%. That's giving. You're tithing, now start giving. I thought, well, that's crazy. So I started doing that. And these guys had a habit of writing their tithes on, they had this little board that they'd put the attendance and the tithes on the thing there. And I noticed when I started hanging around there, their tithes were down there at a certain number. And after I've been sneaking in there for a couple months, I noticed that their tithes doubled. And I thought, that's crazy because I'm barely surviving and there's some incredibly rich people hanging around in that church. So I asked the pastor there, I said, how come you don't ever teach us about tithing? He said, I don't want anybody to leave. I thought, well, that's crazy. And then, so there's one example of how God tells us to do something that doesn't make sense in the natural, but in the spiritual, it turns your life around, revolutionizes your life. Wayne Myers said, if you just have a lifestyle of giving, it'll open up your whole world. And that's a challenge. Have you found a way to give something away every single day? There's opportunities every single day to give something away. And God will keep on making sure that you keep having enough to keep on giving. Here's one of the hardest things that you'll have to learn how to do. Is we love by faith. Just as the Father God took the first step and acted upon His love for us by sending His Son, Jesus, to die for us, we must take the initiative to act by faith upon His love in us. Love is not a feeling. Although love frequently is accompanied by feelings, but we love by faith. We will discover that feelings of love and compassion eventually appear, but the stoniest heart, the biggest obstacle, will melt in the presence of love. Loving by faith is not always the easiest thing to do. But Jesus in us can get us across the finish line in that area. Sometimes there's people. I always liked what Glenn Smith used to say. He said, preaching would be a good job if it wasn't for all those people. But here's the thing. Sometimes people do things intentionally to harm you. And they know they're doing it. And you still have to love them. But that doesn't mean that you have to be buddies with them. I've seen some people that got a hold of the forgiveness and decided that they needed to operate in love. And these people had been through some terrible family abuse. So they went back to the person in love and forgiveness and got abused again. That's not what it's about. There's a false teaching floating around, and you hear it all the time. It says, forgive and forget. Can anybody show me where that is in the Bible? It does say to forgive, but don't forget. Don't forget what happened. How are you going to learn from that lesson? That maybe somebody did something to you and you are an innocent bystander. But you can still learn from it, can't you? So learn that lesson and make sure you don't get in that same position. America has a horrible habit of forgetting. We're living lessons right now that our founding fathers warned us about. And now, right now, we're going through the process of destroying another central bank. But this is the third time we've been through this. Did you know that this is the third time that the central banks have went broke? This is the third time we're doing it. We got to stop forgetting this stuff. If we don't learn from our past, how are we ever going to succeed in the future? If we don't learn from the mistakes that we make, how are we going to ever survive? And here's another thing, we can learn from other people's mistakes. We can learn from other people's experiences. You know, you can watch and see what happens to people when they do something and not do that. But Americans have this crazy habit of trying to do the same thing over and over again, hoping maybe it works this time. You know, that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, hoping it'll be different this time. Let's make sure we don't do that. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. Love never quits. Love never ends. It can never fail. It continues until it has won every battle. Love does not play nine innings and quit. It does not recognize the time spectrum. It knows no limits. One with Christ, we are created, love beings in Him. Love is not an effort. It is a fact which we constantly reckon so by faith. As we do so, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Love covers all sins. Here's the thing. I've seen people say they got married, and after two or three years, they decided they made a mistake. Either one or two things happened. Either they didn't understand the covenant, or they really did make a mistake. But love doesn't quit. I've seen people stay in there and keep on praying and keep on praying and keep on praying. And then things dramatically change. My little friend, his wife, she went absolutely crazy. Kicked him out of the house, and then she ended up in jail. And he said, I am not going to start drinking again, and I am not going to give up on my wife. And he said, I'm going to keep on praying for her, and I'm going to have her back. And he went through all that. And then he got his wife back. And she was sound. She was sane. But he didn't quit. He said he made the deal and he was sticking to it. Well, Jesus made the deal and he stuck to it all the way through the cross. That's how much he loved us to go ahead and do all that for us. But people get this thing confused that love's a feeling. They said, I just don't feel loved. I just don't feel the love. But love is an effort. Love is a commitment. Love is a actual covenant, and it's a fruit. You're not going to get that fruit from your mate. You're going to get that fruit from Jesus. And then you can express that fruit to your spouse. The life of love equals the life of victory. We are members of the household of love. You got to understand that God is love. Love is God. Love is of God. God is of love. And when you say God, you're saying love. When you're saying love, you're saying God. And Jesus is the full expression of that love. Jesus on the cross is the full expression of that love. So we are of the household of love. However, it is up to us to keep ourselves in the love of God. Look at Jude, verse 21, tells us that we keep ourselves in the love of God. As far as God is concerned, He's poured Himself out on us. He's given us all things freely with Christ Jesus. It's up to us to keep in the love of God. It's up to us to keep in His presence. God's not leaving. He's not going anywhere. We have a habit of wandering off. You know, sometimes we weave when we should wobble. You know, we're supposed to be going straight down the road, and then somehow we end up over here. We end up over there. But it's up to us to keep ourselves in the love of God. Notice, it didn't say it's up to us to love God. It's up to us to keep ourselves in the love of God. How are we going to do that? By believing the love that He has for us. To just sit there and focus on how much God loves you. And your flesh and maybe your mind will be sitting there saying, look how self-centered you are. You're just thinking of yourself. But the Bible tells us to believe the love that God has for us. Our pride will tell us to love God. We will love God when we believe the love that He has for us. When you see Him in His grace, and you see all the nice things that He's done for you, all the wonderful things that He's done for you in His death, burial, and resurrection, all the good things that He's done for you, given to you freely, that causes love to happen in your heart. Isn't it good news to know that you're forgiven? You don't deserve to be forgiven, but you are forgiven. You can't earn your forgiveness, but you're forgiven freely. That causes love for God. Because that's a fruit. We must choose to love relentlessly and continually, regardless of appearance. The flow of God's love through us will bring salvation, healing, deliverance, comfort, strength, and forgiveness to those around us. In turn, we will discover that the life of love equals a life of total blessing. A lot of people focus on the power of God, and a lot of people try to focus on the gifts of God and the ministry gifts to try to get things done in the mission field. But if you'll focus on the love of God, you'll notice that you'll be operating in the power of God. A manifestation of the power of God will always be a manifestation of the love of God. He'll do more through love than you through power. I've noticed people respond to love more than doctrine. People respond to love more than authority. People will respond to love the same way you did when you found out that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And if you ask Him to be your Savior, you'll be saved. People will respond to love, love and compassion. That's what we got tonight. Thank you, Father, for your word. We praise you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the love of God that surpasses all that we can imagine. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you'll show us more, how to receive more of your love. You'll show us how to understand more of your love. And what your love can do through us. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.